What up, everybody? I'm going to initiate a call to action for everyone to donate $1.99 so that you can access the back catalog of the podcast as well as to help your podcast grow. I'm trying to grow the podcast, and I want to do that with you guys and make it better and brighter and bring you more information. So if you want to access the back catalog and help support me as an artist, I appreciate you. And please donate at anchor.fm underneath Lockdown Universe. Thanks so much and enjoy the show. What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and paranormal lore. Welcome back, happy to be back. Hopefully you guys are doing well and taking care of yourselves. So today, we have a really interesting story, and it kind of links itself to Marvel's universe of movies. It's an article that came out on The Mind Unleashed, and the headline states, astrobiologists say planet Earth itself might actually be an intelligent being. It was written on August 16th, 2022 by Nikolay Atanasova. Okay, so this article lends itself to some of these published papers in the Journal of Astrobiology. So it's not just one person's opinion, it's actually in published and peer-reviewed journals. So let's get into it. So, you know, the Earth itself has its own bioentity, right? I mean, there's lots of living things on the planet, just like there's lots of living things on our body, right? There's little bacteria, there's little, you know, oils, and there's parasites even, you know, in our body, as much as we hate to say it. But there's all kinds of different bacteria, parasites, viruses, things that our body's fighting off just to stay alive. Well, planet Earth, they say, might also be alive and might also have a mind of its own. A group of researchers recently addressed this in their thought experiment, which is both fascinating and truly mind-blowing in this article. He states, the team published a new paper in the International Journal of Astrobiology investigating the question in the international field. He states, in it, they analyze the concept of planetary intelligence, which refers to the collective knowledge and cognition of an entire planet. So that's really interesting. So let's take a look at this. They ask the question, can a planet be truly intelligent? And the answer may be yes. Now, let's extrapolate this a little bit. Let's go over to, just for fun, Marvel's Planet Ego. Let's look it up here. Marvel's Ego. Ego the Living Planet. Right. Ego the Living Planet. Sorry, I apologize. I knew it. I just couldn't remember it off the top of my head. Ego the Living Planet is a planet. It is a fictional character that appears in Marvel. And the character first appeared many years ago, actually, back in 66. So what is this entity that they created? And could it have been because they did their research and found out some information about the Earth possibly being its own entity? Well, in the movie Guardians of the Galaxy, Kurt Russell actually plays Ego, the Living Planet. And he kind of has his own thoughts about what he wants to do, what he wants to achieve. If there's something on the planet he doesn't appreciate, he can just blow it up. You know, if he doesn't appreciate it, then blow it up. In the 1969, Ego was created by Jack Kirby. Jack Kirby stated that Ego's genesis came when he stated, I began to experiment. And that's how Ego came about. A planet that was alive, a planet that was intelligent, that was nothing new, either, because there had been other stories about live planets, but that's not acceptable. You know, they'd say that's wild, but how do you relate to it? Why is it alive? So I felt somewhere out in the universe, the universe becomes denser and turns liquid, and in this liquid there was giant multiple virus, and if it remained isolated for millions and millions of years, it would begin to evolve and it would begin to think for itself, and by the time we reached it, it might have quite the superior ego to us. And that was Ego. And if you think about it, that's what planet Earth really is. It has all these living things with inside of it, on top of its surface, underneath its surface. Think about all insect life. And then you think about below the surface. Think about magma. You think about all these volcanoes that are underneath the surface. And then you have plant life, water life, aquatic life, fish, dolphins, and squid, and very intelligent creatures underneath the water. And we don't even know what's in the water fully. We know more about space than we do our own oceans. So it's really, truly fascinating when you begin to think about it. But let's go back to the article and review a little bit more and see if we can find out a bit more about what this group really found out. So this group pointed to evidence of underground networks of fungi that can communicate. The researchers also argued that large-scale networks of life may constitute a gigantic unseen intelligence that drastically affects the conditions of an entire planet. Now, keep in mind, there's been multiple studies about mushrooms and different fungi and how they communicate, and they've attached different nodes to multiple fungi in the same area, and they found out that there's up to 50 different specialized words that they have within their language that they use to communicate throughout the root system. That's just fungi. Think about trees and all the other plant life that's out there and how that communicates to Gaia, and how Gaia itself is a living, breathing thing. It has tides that come in with the ocean. It breathes through the ocean and through the trees. It has us that develops the land, as well as the land developing itself in the Amazonian rainforest. So there's lots to be said. Now let's keep going on in this article. They also want to warn humans that the main species causing changes on the planet right now, and that between the plastic crisis and the climate, we humans may be permanently altering the balance of the environment. They state, quote unquote, "We don't yet have the ability to communally respond in the best interests of the planet," said Adam Frank, the professor of physics at the University of Rochester, who co-authored this paper. He said, "We're saying that the only technological civilizations we may ever see, the ones that we should expect to see, are the ones that didn't kill themselves, meaning that they must have reached the stage of true planetary intelligence." That's the power of this line of inquiry. It unites what we know about the ability to survive climate crisis with what may happen on any planet where life and intelligence evolve. And it's very true, because we've heard of so many different species that have killed themselves off or have been annihilated by some sort of atmospheric destruction to their planet, whether they caused it or whether, it just happened and they couldn't stop it. So we have to be able to communicate to Gaia. We have to be able to communicate to the Earth and make sure that we're on the same page and we're not destroying her as much as it seems like we are. So that's what their goal is with this research. It's initial, it's in its first stages, but I think it's very intelligent for them to grasp into this and really dig deep and find out and do the testing, right? They can do soil sample testing. They can put nodes on different plants to do testing to see if their communication has increased, decreased, if the frequency has increased, decreased, if their detail of their language has increased, have they increased their vocabulary or decreased, right? And that would be very telling for our situation. And when we look at plants, just look at one plant, okay? Take one plant, for example. If you water it, take care of it, feed it, it's going to grow. If you ignore it, if you leave it to dry out, and you don't care about it, and you put a bunch of plastic in there, a bunch of garbage in there, what's going to happen? That plant is going to die. And that's exactly what's happened with the planet. So just think about that for a moment. Think about one plant in your kitchen. If you take care of it, it will live. If you feed it the right nutrients, it will live. But if you put a bunch of garbage, a bunch of plastic, a bunch of nonsense, a bunch of off-run from chemical testing, from from nuclear waste, from everything else. What's going to happen to that plant? That thing's going to die faster than you can snap your fingers. Okay? So think about that for a moment. Our planet is living. It is breathing. It is alive. It is alive. And we got to do what we can to protect it. So I'll leave you with that. If you are interested in checking out Ego, the Living Planet, you should check that out. It is a fascinating part of comic lore, comic history. I love it. I think it's fascinating, funny, and interesting. You know, he has you know, his own thoughts, his own agendas. He is a very interesting character. But think about Gaia, you know, what she's doing for us and keeping us alive. How long, if you were Gaia, you and we were on the planet and we were dominating, right? Think about you, your body being the Earth just for a moment. And you have this plague of something coming up all over your skin and taking over your entire body and killing off your good bacteria and dominating the top, building houses on top of your body and not leaving you the ability to sweat or move or breathe because during the process all the waste is also killing off all your good skin cells. What are you going to do? Your body is going to change to kill off that species. So think about the Earth and how it must comprehend humanity's ascension to the top of the food chain and where we sit right now. We're at a very precarious situation. So just some food for thought. Try to recycle as much as you can and do what you can now so that we can stick around maybe a little bit longer. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great weekend. I had a great day, got out, I pushed myself, and I think we all have to sometimes push ourselves. Don't let fear, don't let concern, anxiety, depression take you over. Allow yourself to push yourself farther than you think is possible, because I guarantee you there's something that you can do today to make yourself better for tomorrow. So whatever that is, doing something that maybe you might be afraid of, doing something that, you know, you've wanted to do but had some fear about, just do it. I encourage you to try. And I promise you, the results will surprise you. Hopefully you're taking care of your spiritual health, your emotional health, your physical health. You're following through on those hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue to question the universe around you. Till next time, guys, take care and Lockdown Universe out.